out Maura Healey in Chicopee Boys and Girls Club receive a windfall. The Springfield mayor remembers a retired representative. Tanglewood is back this year. And ding dong bang bang on Piper Road in Westside. The police and the residents are not happy.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to Friday, the end of the week and the prelude to the weekend. It happens to be January 21, 2022. And much is brewing, which, as they say, we must have speaks on. No snow yesterday, but Yukon-style conditions are in store for us today. In fact, mostly sunny and breezy with a high between 16 and 20. The winds are north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of minus 6 to 0. Yes, 0 represents a warming trend tonight. Well, to no one's surprise, Attorney General Maura Healey is beginning her campaign for governor of Massachusetts. And she says she will focus on getting our economy back on track, making child care more affordable, modernizing our schools so every child learns in a safe and sustainable environment, and addressing the climate crisis. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, at this point, it always does. Currently, there are two other candidates in the Democratic race, including Boston Senator Sonia Chang Diaz and Harvard Professor Danielle Allen. Oh, forgive me, I should have said Harvard Professor Danielle Allen. Former State Senator Ben Downing also campaigned over the last year, but announced in December that he would be dropping out due to a lack of financial resources. At noon today, high noon, the Chicopee Boys and Girls Club receive a nice surprise, $4,000 and change. The nonprofit was selected to be the beneficiary of the proceeds of the Chicopee Thriller 5K, which took place in October of 2021, presented by N. Riley Construction and sponsored by Valley Opportunity Council, Holyoke Medical Center, Polish National Credit Union, among other local businesses. Now, the 5K had over 100 registrants in its inaugural event. The event today will take place at the Boys and Girls Club of Chicopee, and attendees are asked to remain masked for the event. Mayor Sarno has issued a statement on the passing of retired state rep Ethan Sacco Katiakis. The quote follows, "First of all, my sympathy, thoughts, prayers, and encouragement to Sacco's wife, Helen, sons Chris and Chuck, and family and friends. Sacco was the consummate constituent services person. It was in his DNA. Nothing was too small or too big when it came to his constituents. It was always in his heart to help out the common people. Rest in peace, my friend. Up in heaven, St. Peter will have a good right-hand man to help out any and all in need." Well, here's news that's going to make many quite happy. Tanglewood is back this summer for the first time since 2019. Tanglewood will offer a full season of concerts and events, with Ozawa Hall and the Lynn Center for Music and Learning reopened to the public alongside the Kuzovitsky Music Shed. Now, the 2022 season will bring you an entire summer of breathtaking music, eye-opening learning experiences, and restorative rest in the beauty of the Berkshires. From June 17 through September 4, Tanglewood will present a wide range of programs that spotlight favorite returning musicians and repertoire and introduce dynamic new performers and eclectic programming. Here's some names that'll be around this summer: Ringo Starr, James Taylor, John Williams, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Judy Collins, and more. They'll be among the luminaries this season, including 8 world and American premieres and 28 works by living composers, as well as 21 artists making their Tanglewood or Boston Symphony Orchestra debut. Get your tickets starting March 10 at 10 a.m. That's March 10, 10 a.m. All right. Attention, kids in the Piper Road area. Knock it off. The West Springfield Police Department is making the public aware and asking for assistance with a series of pranks in the Piper Road area of town. This is in the last few weeks, and this appears to be the work of bored teenagers who are ringing doorbells late at night running away, lighting off firecrackers and other fireworks, and generally scaring residents and causing a lot of aggravation. Now, the police will be increasing patrols in that area, but they're asking you to call the West Springfield Police Department to report any suspicious activity or any surveillance video which may help with the investigation. That number is 263-3210, extension 0. 263-3210, extension 0. Well, here come the test kits. So says the post office. Delivery will start for the COVID-19 at-home testing kits ordered through the newly launched government website. Millions of at-home COVID-19 testing kits now available to order on the newly launched government website, covidtests.gov. covidtests.gov. Now, they're partnering with the U.S. Postal Service to deliver the test kits nationwide. Postmaster General is quoted as saying, "The 650,000 women and men of the United States Postal Service are ready to deliver and proud to play a critical role in supporting the health needs of the American public. We've been working closely with the administration, and we are well prepared to accept and deliver test kits on the first day the program launches." This is not around here. This is in Tennessee. Cracker Barrel has been ordered to pay $4.3 million to a man who was served sanitizer instead of water at a location in Tennessee in 2014.
Oops.
William Cronin was expecting a glass of water when he went to Cracker Barrel years ago, but instead, he got a lengthy court battle. The lawsuit awarded Cronin $4.3 million to help with the damage that remains in his throat and lungs. However, he's really only going to see $75,000. You see, Tennessee lawmakers created a cap on economic damages in lawsuits back in 2011. I really don't know what to say about that. When you order water, you expect water and not sanitizer, and vice versa. Thank you very much, not just for today, but for being a part of our programs for this entire week. We'll grab a little piece of this weekend, as many will, and be back with our next new program, Smack Up Monday Morning, online at 6 a.m. and available to you throughout the day and night, of course, at your convenience. I hope you have a good time this weekend, and I hope you stay safe and healthy if you can, certainly. Brad Shepherd Today is a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.